what great God we serve this morning, who is faithful, who is righteous, who is powerful, who is majestic, who is great in all of his ways. There is none like him in all the world. I believe the songwriter said, searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and even low, couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Pastor Butler, I'm going to ask you, something that I ministered on yesterday, if you're here, I'm going to ask you to pray from about 6:20, 6:22, 6:23. Just pray. Ilamandala Kodalabasa. I'm going to ask you to pray the prayer of faith, and we're going to believe God for the miraculous, for breakthrough, for change, for turnaround. Oban Shekeleme. Librondolo Kosalamai. Now listen, let me talk to you for a moment. Let you all know this. You can't be stopped. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You are more than a conqueror because you pray. And I want you to hear me, because a lot of times we start things, but we don't finish. The race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to him that endureth to the end. And we must understand that your breakthrough, your turnaround, your change, your shift comes through consistent prayer. Praying without ceasing. Praying when you're uncomfortable. Praying when you're tired. Praying when you need a turnaround, a breakthrough, a shift, a move. Everything happens through your consistency. That's why the devil hates for you to be consistent. Remember Luke, the 18th chapter, you had that woman there who kept going to that unjust judge, and the Bible lets us know that the judge didn't care for her, or he didn't care for God, but because she kept coming, because she was persistent, because she kept talking to God, the Bible lets us know that her persistence, her continual persistence, her continual calling on the name of the Lord, her continual going after it, pursuing it with everything that was in her being, got her what she needed. So what I need you to do for these next couple of weeks, we got to be strategic. That means we got to make it our business to hit targets and go after it and don't stop until it manifests. Did you hear me? I said don't stop until it manifests. Push, push, push. You know, they call it pray until something happens, or praise until something happens. You got to push and believe God and make up in your mind that nothing is going to stop me. Nothing is going to block me. Nothing is going to hinder me. I will have what I say, and this is my season of manifestation. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, everything that is promised me, everything spoken over my life, everything that is prophesied to me, I command manifestation. Manifestation now in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, bo shikele manta, ramala manda la kizala moya, munfale bekrebele ketola manda, lakule mikike sele bianda la basha, shalaboboko shitele manda laya, lama nuno mosule le menke, likle manda la bo soto le bebe, mikadosh. Nikadoshaka, Nikadiban Salamo, Munibikiantalabaya, Yatalabakubanche, Malebe Sitele Bandala Borobokura Rabasha. Father, I thank you today that everything that is spoken over my life, everything that has been declared, everything that has been prophesied, everything that has been thought, everything that is in your mind concerning my life. Father, I thank you today that as I pray that there shall be a manifestation. Father, in Jesus' name, I call it forth. According to Mark chapter 11, you said I will have whatever I say. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree, I declare that everything spoken over my life, everything prophesied through the mouth of the prophet, everything written in the volume of the book, everything that has been spoken concerning my life, I declare that it shall manifest in this hour. Father, in the name of Jesus, everything spoken over the life of my children, over my father, over my mother, over KZC Charlotte, KZC Houston, KZC Jacksonville. Father, I thank you that this is the hour that it shall come to pass. I thank you that this is the hour that it shall manifest. No power, no demonic power, no satanic power, no demonic interruption, no satanic invasion will stop the plan and the purpose of God from manifesting in my life. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. And I thank you that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So I decree, Balaboshe, Ramandele Mekikala, by divine authority, I decree that it shall come to pass, that it shall manifest, that it shall be, Shanda de Diosa, even as you have spoken. I thank you that this is the hour of the miraculous and the season of healing and breakthrough and change. Father, in Jesus' name, I decree it to be so. I declare, halabu shekelelema, that it shall manifest. And it shall manifest speedily. It shall manifest straightway. It shall manifest suddenly. Father, in Jesus' name, I cancel delay. I dismantle delay. I destroy delay. I come on dorobo kubasha. Shete beeshima shikalabako solomonda. Robo solomo fula. Bele kiankalabasha. Yande bebebe shete. Ishtibian shatanamo. Lukulabakashe. Yembe bebebe shete de basha. Halabakashanda. Hilemanda la solomoya. Robo shotorobo. Shike bendere be kialabakasa. Inamansa. I cancel delay. I come against delay. I come against every power that is hindering my prophecy from coming to pass. Lift your voice and pray. While every demonic power, ilabashanda, ilerebe shikere banda, ilala mamandala bakolobo shoto, robo shakuma, mentele di alabansi. Silelebeke ketelebeki kalabanda laboso. Robo shamundilebeki alabasha. Come on, y'all pray that through. Y'all pray that through. Come against delay. Come against anything holding it back. Come against anything that's stopping it. Anything that's blocking it. Anything that's trying to keep you waiting for a long time. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I will not wait past the time that you've spoken over my life. I declare that it must come to pass. Hey, Shata, Uba Baba Sha, that it must happen, that it must manifest, because you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Hoba Shaka, Ramandelebe, Milalala Badabandale de Babibiasi, Sirebe Kondo, Robo Shalomondolo Kutaya, Binfala da Bansa, Rabala Bandelebe Kete. I declare that it shall happen. Every prophecy spoken over the life of my family, every prophecy spoken over my destiny, it must manifest. It must come to pass. Who be on Shikeleleme, Lebandala Baba Soto, Robo Shakumunke me, Menkelebe Kita Labasa, Zendelebe Shita Lidia, Landa Labahaya, Landa Labalahaya, Obi Bibi and Shekelema. In the name of Jesus. Urabasike. Ilele banda la ba kondolo lo bokota. La mama 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 mimi yasa. Endolo lo bolo mokulande lele riasha. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6 declares, I am the Lord and I change not. We are praying today that since God doesn't change, and because he's a God of protection, we are declaring that we will not be a prey in the mouth of the wicked. I will not be a prey in the mouth of the wicked. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, unchangeable God, consistent Father, I will not be a prey in the mouth of the wicked. I will not be a prey in the mouth of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, many are they increased about me. Many are they which say of my soul, there is no hope for me in God. But thou, O Lord, art shield for me. You are my glory, and you're the lift up of my head. Father, in the name of Jesus, there are those who desire to see me go under, who desire not to see me prosper, but I decree in Jesus' name that I will not be a prey. I will not be a prey in the mouth of my enemies. Father, in Jesus' name, you have the power to hide me. And if you hide me, the devil can't find me. According to your word, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Father, I pray today, hey, Balabasha, that you would hide me. Hele Mashakola, I thank you for hiding me. I thank you for hiding my children. I thank you for hiding my family. I thank you for hiding KCC. Father, I thank you for hiding America. Oh God, hide this nation. Hide my city. Hide my home. Hide my community. Hide my car. I thank you, oh God, that they plan, that they desire to do, that they conspire against me. Father, I thank you that I will not be somebody that is a prey in the mouth of the wicked. But Father, I thank you that you are shedding the mouth of the gainsayer. I wire their mouths shut. I command my enemies to receive lockjaw. Bushaba, bushaba, bushabeleba, rabalabakundelekita. I command lockjaw, ulabasha, to the mouth of my enemy. I command lockjaw to the mouth of my oppressor. I command lockjaw to the witch, to the warlock. I command their mouths to lock. I declare that whatever they are planning, whatever they are trying to do, it will not happen in my life. I thank you for your divine favor. Oban Sheke, Ramanda Labakasia, Zirabo Shakunda, Lemememememememe Shete, Ramandele Barabasoya, Rikundele Bekia Labandala Labarabasha, Obasha, Herebasha Kandala Bakusai, Lemendele Beredia Labandala Labarabasa. In the name of Jesus. Y'all, be a little content with me. I can't pray like I want to because my voice is not the way I want it to be, and it's bothering me. The Bible lets us know that they live godly shall suffer persecution. But we are praying this morning. We are praying this morning for those who have been persecuted because of the gospel. I'm not talking about persecuted, play persecuted because you mean and nasty to people. We are praying and lifting up those across this globe who are suffering persecution because of the gospel. There are people who are losing their jobs because of their faith. And again, of course, we don't teach that the vaccine, hallelujah, is the Antichrist or the mark of the beast. But we are decreeing that those who desire to bother us because of our faith, because of our determination, because of our commitment, the devil is a liar. We are praying that God will give us strength to fulfill his assignment according to the word of God. We are decreeing that nothing shall be able to stop us in the name of Jesus. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, any individual who desires to stop me because of my belief, because of my faith, move now, move now. Move now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that there are those who desire to fight us, to come against us because of our faith and our determination. Those who believe in the healing power of God and the healing balm of Gilead. Father, in Jesus' name, everyone standing in my way because I will not bow to their standard. Father, I come against every Nebuchadnezzar. I come against every King Herod, every individual who desires to destroy me because of my faith and my confidence in God, because of my determination, because of my faith, because of my strength, because of my tenacity. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, that I will not be subject to the demands of this world. I am in this world, but I'm not of this world. Father, in the name of Jesus, every Christian and every believer who is being persecuted because of their faith, because of their dedication, because of their heart for God, in the name of Jesus, I lift them up today. I'm asking you to strengthen them in China, strengthen them in Russia, strengthen them in Seoul, North Korea, strengthen them, oh God, in the nations of the earth who are being persecuted, those who are in the underground church, those who are being killed because of their faith in God. Give them tenacity. Grant unto them strength. Grant unto them vigor, favor, and fire. Father, put a yes down in their soul. Put a strength in them to not be moved, neither to be dismayed. Father, according to your word, you said that they that live godly are going to suffer persecution. So I lift up my brothers and sisters all around the world who are being persecuted because of their faith, who are being mocked and scoffed because of their faith. Give them strength. Give them strength. Give them strength. Give them strength. Hey, Bashata. Give them strength to continue to push. Give them strength to continue to obey. Give them strength to continue to trust you and to take you at your word. No matter the fight, no matter the tussle, no matter the war, I decree in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue, every law that has been written against them in judgment, we condemn it. In the name of Jesus, I lift up every soldier right now who is being persecuted because they won't take the vaccine. I lift up every teacher and every social worker, every federal worker who is being persecuted, who is being marginalized, who is being discriminated against and stereotyped because of their faith. In the name of Jesus, I lift them up today. I ask you to strengthen them. I ask you to keep them with a yes and keep them with a fight down in their soul. Father, in the name of Jesus, every government official, every employer who desires to pick on them, who trusted you, Father, in Jesus' name, may they be removed. May they be removed. May they be removed. Every individual who desires to frustrate me because of my fire, because of my determination, those who come against the church, those who come against the body of Christ, those who come against the people of God, in the name of Jesus, who desire to frustrate me, may they be frustrated. I frustrate them by the blood of the Lamb. I frustrate them by the law of sowing and reaping, by the law of reciprocity. According to that law that says you reap what you sow, in the name of Jesus, because they desire to frustrate me, may they be frustrated. Because they desire to torment me, may they be tormented. According to the law of your promise, Hele Bashaka, I decree it according to your word. Lulandelebe, Libandala Dala Hazia, Vidibikundala Kutaya, Librondolo Oshama, Binfa Dala Bansi, Sikelebeye, Dieta Nantala Makukasi, Zika Doshna, Leba Shakala, Ramandelebe Ebo. Ubandiribi kikalabasha, landalala balaban sotoya, ramandelebe, nenendedebedi adabanza. In the name of Jesus. The Bible declares Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And while he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible lets us know that he said, not my will, but let thine will be done. That's even in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. I think it's around about verse 9 to 13. He said, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. We are praying that the will of God for our life be manifested. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, everything that you have willed for my life, I superimpose it in the name of Jesus. Now, lift your hands and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that your will for my life shall come to pass. I thank you that your will should be established and it's going to be done. in the name of Jesus. I come against every demonic power, every wall that has been set in place. God, every spirit that is assigned to my life to hinder me from fulfilling the plan of God in my life, may that spirit be destroyed by fire. Father, you know there are weaknesses and strongholds. You know that there are strong men and demonic powers that have been sent on assignment. Hey, Bashata, I feel the anointing to hinder the will of God from coming to pass in my life. But I thank you that as I pray today, that everything that has been spoken from the mouth of God concerning my life shall come to pass. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that whatever has been declared in the heavens must manifest on earth. According to Matthew, whatever I bind on earth is already bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth is already loose in heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, everything that has been bound in the heavens, may it be bound on earth. Everything that has been loosed in the heavens, may it be loosed in the earth. I thank you that the plan of God for the life of KCC and the plan of God for the pastors of KCC and the plan of God for the will and the manifestation that have been spoken concerning KCC, every plan concerning our schooling, every plan concerning hospitals, every plan concerning influence, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that this is the season that it shall happen and it shall manifest. Haba shatalaba ekabababa kosha ilandelebalabasaya. Father, I thank you that the plan of God concerning the life of my daughter, the life of my son, the life of my brother, the life of my sister, I thank you that your plan concerning their life, it must come to pass according to the law of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that the body of Christ everywhere is lining up to what you have declared in the heavens. I lift up the church, not just locally, but I lift up the body of Christ. I lift up the church at large. I lift up the people of God. I lift up those who are called by your name. I lift up those that bear your name. I lift up those, hallelujah, who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Father, I lift them up, and I declare that your plan for their life, it must come to pass. I lift up preachers everywhere. I lift up musicians everywhere. I lift up ushers everywhere. I lift up doctors and lawyers who belong to you. May your plan, Bashalaba, Yende Baba Sulamaya, Basha, your plan for their life, it must come to pass. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that God's will in the earth must come to pass, that it must, every prophecy must be fulfilled. Ele Bashanda, Ele Mandolo Bokotaya, Brikalili Mikikasa, Lulandili Miendelebe, Hovarada Basha, Landalaba Sikele. In the name of Jesus. We are decreeing that every demonic power that would desire to stop us from having a great week be paralyzed. Raise your hand and say, in the name of Jesus, every power that comes to hinder this week from being a great week, oh, my, shut up. I paralyze you. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that according to your word, that your thoughts toward me are good, not evil, and it's to give me an expected end. And because I know that is your plan for my life, Father, every demon, every devil, every unclean spirit, every evil pronouncement, every evil judgment, every wrong prayer, spoken over my life that were trying to hinder this from being a good week. May those prayers fall to the ground and die in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that every power, every stubborn power, every persistent power, every consistent power that the enemy would try to use to stop me from having a great week, may that power be dismissed. May it be dismantled and unseated. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that no weapon formed against me this week shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that rise against me, thou shalt condemn. Father, I thank you that according to your word, you are for me, and because you are for me, you're more than the whole world against me. Father, I cover this week. I cover Monday. I cover Tuesday. I cover Wednesday. I cover Thursday. I cover Friday. I cover Saturday with the blood of Jesus. I cover my mornings. I cover my afternoons. I cover my nights. I rebuke bad news. I rebuke bad news. I dismantle bad news this week. I declare in Jesus' name that this will be a week of divine favor. This will be a week of supernatural power. That this will be a week of uncommon, unprecedented favor. And every power that we're trying to stop it, every power that we're trying to block it, every demonic power that we're trying to hinder me from having a good week, may your works be paralyzed. May your plan be exposed. You don't tell lies. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. Oh, my Shatta. I thank you that this week is covered. I thank you that everything that we're trying to hinder KCC from having a good week, every power that we're trying to hinder my son, hinder my husband, hinder my wife, hinder my family from having a good week, in the name of Jesus, we destroy it. We dismantle it. Power that wants to fight me this week, I command you to die. Demonic power that wants to destroy me this week, I command you to die. Every stubborn power that desires to hinder me from having a good week, I destroy you. I dismantle you. I remove you. I frustrate you. I unseat you. And declare that the favor of God shall be superimposed in the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. This is going to be a week of divine favor. This is going to be a week of unprecedented favor. This is going to be a week of uncommon favor. We're going to pray and believe God like never before. Whatever you do, don't stop. Saints, don't stop praying, for the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry. We are praying and believing God for the miraculous, for change, for turnaround. And we got to press in because I already feel the opposition in the spirit. But the devil is already defeated according to the word of the Lord. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. I said, we overcame, not we're going to overcome. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. So we're believing God for victory. And I need you to press in this week like never before. All this week, pray for people who are being attacked and persecuted because of their stand this morning. Pray for those who the devil wants to give them a bad report this week. We cancel bad reports. Elimasha. No cancer reports. No death reports. No lawsuit reports. Come on. We are canceling that stuff this week and declaring that this week is going to be a week of divine, unprecedented favor. Elebe Sheke Mandalakia. In the name of Jesus. And it shall be, even as we have spoken. And even as we have declared, because that's the kind of God we serve. He don't tell lies, and he does exactly what he say he's going to do. Hiya, isn't that the truth? So we're standing on the promise of his word. We have prayer at the church, 12 o'clock. But we'll be back on here this evening at 6 o'clock. And I'm coming to beat this devil down. Come on, let's pray. We're going to believe God that this be a powerful week, because we declared it and we spoke it. And it shall be even as we have said. So at 6 o'clock this evening, come on, ready to pray. Come on, ready to call on Jesus. Come on, ready to hold on to the horns of the altar and say what God has said concerning your life. There are stubborn powers that don't want to see you happy. They're doing everything they can to try to make you mad this week. But the devil is a liar, and the plan and purpose of God for your life will come to pass. I'm excited. I'm excited about your future. Prayers at the church is at 12, but at 6 o'clock, we'll be back on here praying, calling on the name of the Lord, believing God for the miraculous. You are blessed. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. You are covered in favor, and this is the season of the miraculous for you. You're blessed. I'll see you this evening at 6 o'clock. Make sure you're on. Got some powerful prayer points. It's going to shift your life. More grace.